today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When was the last time you were afraid? Do you remember the last time you were gripped by fear? During those times, have you ever asked yourself, why am I afraid? Where does this thing called fear come from? Are you afraid of the dark? Are you afraid that you don't have enough money for a rainy day? Have you been driving to work and experienced the fear of running out of gas? I have experienced fear preparing for job interviews, exams, reporting to my military duty station, jump school, and many other things. Fear just seems to get an invitation to everything you're not really sure about, confident about, or have no trust in. Fear is a vital response to physical and emotional danger. If we didn't feel it, we couldn't protect ourselves from legitimate threats. But often we fear situations that are far from life and death and thus hang back for no good reason. Traumas or bad experiences can trigger a fear response within us that is hard to quell. But God did not give you the spirit of fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind to conquer fear. You can experience the power, love, and sound mind when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. He becomes your light and salvation. In Psalms 27, verse 1, a psalm of David, he writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The glorious light of the Lord shines bright in the darkness of depression, in the darkness of anxiety, workplace drama, marital strife, disrespectful children, and anything that poses a threat to the will of God for your life. It's the light of God's redemptive power that shines in contrast to the darkness of condemnation. Light is an important biblical word picture that conveys exclusively positive connotations of the light of redemption. It's the light that shines on the path that you must travel. Yes, you will go through some things, but you're going through them in the light of God's direction. You're not stuck in them. This light guides you through the storms of life, the challenges at work, and the darkness ahead. Open your heart and walk in the light of the Lord your God. Whom shall you fear when God lights the path ahead of you? Of whom shall you be afraid when the light of God shines in the valley of the shadows that lurk ahead? Your path has been lit with the light of God. Continue to move forward today with your head up so you can see where you're going. These are just a few words to remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.